Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, if you're involved in a value-added program or interested in signing up for one, you need to check out what's available through Superior Video Livestock Auction. Superior has implemented Superior Verified, which allows producers to source and age-verify their cattle through IMI Global. Learn more about Superior's involvement with value-added programs by going to their website, superiorlivestock.com. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the value-added market to you.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Well, moderate cash cattle trade through the end of last week helped to support the idea that further cash market gains may continue to develop over the next couple of weeks. Live cattle remained steady, a dollar higher, with late week trade moving closer to around $107. We saw $107 trade in our part of the country. Biggest market momentum was seen in dress trade, with prices mostly $5 to $7 higher. That's 165 to 167, although the entire range was 160 to 167. The momentum in futures trade and boxed beef activity is expected to spark renewed interest in cash trade, although limited cash markets activity is expected today. Now, following the aggressive market tumble in nearby hog futures trade Friday, traders remain cautious about stepping back into the market. The $2.52 loss in December contracts before the weekend break broke through initial support levels and moved spot lean hog futures below $65 for the first time in a month. Weaker trade across the three wheat exchanges overnight, as all contracts have given up early session gains to push lower. Wheat's also carrying an interesting technical picture as prices remain well removed from highs in mid-October, with the recent spate of strength looking more corrective ahead of additional losses than consolidative ahead of new highs. Weather the last 2 weeks has been mostly beneficial to Northern Hemisphere wheat producers, while concerns persist about the Argentine wheat crop. Weaker trade in corn overnight as the December contract follows through on small losses from Friday, pressured by easier cash markets and calendar spreads. It's worth noting March corn is now top step or the contract with the most open interest as market participants begin the trek out of December and further out on the futures curve. Mixed weather weaker to trade overnight in the soy complex, with soybeans and bean oil lower while meal still clings to small gains. Soybeans have now witnessed five contract trades above the $11 mark, a psychologically important level. We're going to check all the futures in a moment.
Let's eat better. Let's eat healthier, and let's find simpler ways to do it. Make swaps while you shop, like whole grain bread over white bread. Use crock pots for easier dinners, and let your kids pitch in to make mealtime more fun. Together, we can all take simple steps to eat better and fill half our plates with fruits and veggies. Let's make every breakfast, lunch, and dinner a healthy winner. Get started today with tasty, healthy recipes at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
December live cattle up 30 cents, 108.65. February up 70, 112.15. November feeder cattle up 12 cents, 137.70. January up 52, 135.92. December hogs down 252, 64.90. February's down 145, 67.02. Kansas City wheat, December down 7 3 quarters, 555 and a quarter. March was down 6 and 3 quarters at 562 and 3 quarters. Chicago wheat, December down 7 and a quarter, 602. March down 4.5 at 609. December corn down 2.5, 406 and 3 quarters. March was down a penny at 413 and 3 quarters. January soybeans down 2 and a quarter, 1101 and a half. March was up 1 and a quarter at 1099 and a quarter. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.